Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When's the last time you felt this good? Top to bottom, day in, day out, hitting and pitching?
I don't really know. Just kind of been wanting to be aggressive. Just feel like I'm been in a better spot, like as far as being able to read pitches, being behind the ball, having more room for error. So then really just been trying to start early and just swing the bat, really. That's kind of just where I've been at, like in my head.
Key to that point, what's the work you've put in to get yourself to this point?
Really it's just been, I think like the last day in San Fran, I went to a toe tap and then just been really grinding with that. And really those first few days, because I've been leg kicking for last 2-3 years. So really just being able to sink, load in my hands, and timing that toe tap. That was really the big thing for me those first few days doing it. And then now I just feel comfortable with it. And now it's just go up there, be aggressive, and hit.
Was that Andy's suggestion, or was that just something that you decided to do?
He had floated around to me earlier this year. I kind of tried it, didn't really like it. And then just after that Seattle series, and where did we play after that? Before the Seattle series and then the Seattle series, I just didn't really like where I was at. Really that day that I struck out 4 times, that was the first time I ever did that in my life. So I was just like, something's got to change. Like, this, what I'm doing isn't working. So, so he had did it, and or he had said, you want to try it again? And I was like, yeah, why not? And then really it's just been that and doing velo and off speed, doing the hard soft, doing that, getting that timing with the toe tap.
Do you feel like you maybe put, you know, too much pressure on yourself, you know, whenever you're in Seattle in those situations, trying to make something whenever there might not be?
No, not really. I think kind of where I was, I feel like I was pressing, but in a way I wasn't putting my body, like my body just wasn't in a position to be able to hit, to be able to read pitches, to be able to hit hanging first pitch curveball. So I was falling behind in counts. And then, as you know, like being down 0-1, 0-2, 1-2 every at bat, it's not going to work up here. So I just wanted to figure out what I could do to get my body in a better position to be able to swing the bat, even if it isn't a pitch that's a great pitch, because, I mean, you're not going to get pitches right over the middle of the plate. You're going to have to be able to hit a pitch that's a ball and a half off the plate or down and all that. So
since the start of this homestand, you've been hitting kind of like you did in September 2020. Mm-hmm. What about this stretch is reminiscent or different than that month that you had your rookie year?
I don't really remember a whole lot. Well, I mean, I remember some obviously from 20, but I think just mindset wise, I feel like I'm in that mindset of how it was in 20, just going up there, being free, really just having fun with it, being aggressive early in the count, and being able to hit the fastball and be able to hit the hanging off speed in the zone.
We've heard so much talk about how good you are defensively, and people said, oh, you know, if I only could get the bat going, how much do you pay attention to critics, how much does that motivate you at all?
Not really. Really, to be honest, my biggest critic for me is my mom. I don't really look at all that. I know what type of player I am. I wasn't happy with how I was playing or on the offensive side the last year or two. I've been working my butt off to try to figure out how to get back to how I was having at-bats in 20 and, just trying to be aggressive up there, have my body in the right position, and then just let athleticism take over.
So, obviously the Oakland series key wasn't what you guys wanted. What was sort of the off-day thought? What did you guys come back here looking for?
I think just sometime, credit to Oakland. They swung the bats really well those last 2 days. I think sometimes whenever you have that day off, kind of after a series like that, you can re-energize, kind of take a step back, be with your family, get your mind away from the field, and I think that's big sometimes. And then just taking advantage. I heard they had a tough travel night last night. I don't think a lot of us really even knew, but. I'm glad we were able to take advantage of that. Rich was able to keep us on the offensive side pretty much the whole night, and we were able to capitalize.
When it comes to incorporating something into the grasses, that's how we got compared to it. I know it's not completely foreign, but when you're introducing that, was there a moment as you were incorporating where things kind of clicked, or you finally felt a level of comfort that maybe you didn't feel within at the beginning of the season?
I think just kind of, going all out with it for me in the cage instead of as far as just trying to do it in a game right away. I think doing it in that game in San Francisco and then just once we came back home, I think having the time to hit on the field early with it, hit in the cage with it. To build that confidence with it, and then ultimately get in the game, and really just having to think about being early with that. I feel like with the toe tap, I feel like I'm a lot more balanced consistently, and therefore I'm able to get behind the ball better. But I think just coming home, being able to work on it, slow everything down with the work day, being able to work on it.
Sheldon's mentioned that when guys are doing something for so long, when you get to the majors, you want to continue doing it because it's what got you. Is there any difficulty when it comes to, that's the leg kicks, what got you here? Is there any difficulty when it comes to issuing that for the toe tap, or is it something that, considering the core strength of being particular, is something that you had, maybe willing to drop it?
I feel like I kind of got to a point mentally where I was just trying to get back to that 2020, just trying to mirror that so bad. And as you get older, your body's going to change. I had the back thing, wrist thing, so maybe I'm not able to get to, or maybe I wasn't able to get back to that same setup, same leg kick type of thing. So, for me, I just went all in with the toe tap, and so far it's worked for me. And I just want to keep doing what I'm doing in my work days, keep being aggressive, and just keep trying to help my team win.
You mentioned the Mets getting here at 4:30 in the morning, and they lost 6 in a row. They were just swept by the Braves. They lost Alonso now for a month. Do you guys sense stuff like that, and feel that get a sense that this is the right time to pounce on a team like that?
I think a lot of us, we didn't even know until really kind of when the game was starting or kind of even into the game. But our plan was, McGill, he has really good stuff, so our plan was just to really attack him early in the zone, and we did a really good job at it. And I feel like Rich did a really good job of attacking them as well. So anytime you can be on offense longer than you're on defense, you have a better chance to win.
key. Does your mom give you props, though, when you do well, if she's your biggest critic? Is there going to be a text, hey, 5 for 5, not bad? Or what?
Sometimes she'll be like, oh, you could have got 6 or this or that. So, but, yeah, I mean, she's always been like that with me and my brother. So, and it's all love, obviously. She just wants me to do what I can do every day and play hard and have fun. So,
quick one, Key. Rich is 43, throw 119 pitches. What kind of impact has he made with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, he's a worker. He's been doing it for 15, 20 years, so he knows what it looks like. And just to be able to do that at that age, just it's a testament to him taking care of his body, doing all his stuff in the weight room, training room, all that stuff. And then at the end of the day, he's just a fierce competitor, so. Yeah, it's pretty fun to watch. Sometimes we laugh at him because he gets a little amped up out there. But I mean, I mean, it's just what he is. It's just what fires him and gets him going. So we're back there behind him, ready to make the plays for him.
I think you're going 5 for 5 when you're 43?
Hey, who knows? Maybe. I would like to. That means I've played for a long time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.